So thank you very much for taking part in this, Mildred. Now, first of all, could you tell me who you lived with during the Second World War?
My mother. My father was away fighting, so I was with my mother.
And was it just you, or did you have any brothers and sisters?
No, I had no brothers or sisters.
So it was just you?
It was just us.
And your father was away fighting, so where was your father?
Sorry?
Where was your father?
He was in submarines, and he spent a lot of time in Scotland and Northern England. We did go back with him once for a holiday to Rothsay on the Isle of Isle of Bute. That journey I do remember, and that's where he was based sort of most of the time.
Right. So how did you get there to see
him? We went by train.
Right.
And I do remember Euston Station. The platform was absolutely chock-a-block with service people, and it came over the tannoy. The train was a different platform. And we just ran. I grabbed hold of my father's jacket and ran with him. And he put me on the train in this other platform, keep those three seats, and he got off the train and left me. Anyway, my mother came along arm in arm with his friend, and everything went well after that. But I do remember that, yes.
Yes, so how did you feel when he left you on the train?
I was scared. I mean, I'm in London on my own. He got off the train. I was scared. I must have been only 12 or 13, and in those days you didn't travel as they do these days, of course. And well, yes, I was frightened.
Yeah.
It was a relief when he got back in.
I bet it was. And what about your mother? What did she do during the war?
Well, she kept the business going. My father had a paraffin oil business, and he delivered round the village here. I don't think he delivered in Wallingford, but I know he did in Dorchester and Birkett, because people cooked on oil, heated on oil. I mean, my mother cooked on oil, I think, until they retired. That's what they did.
Right.
The business sort of ran down a bit as time went on because people had other means of cooking and heating, but that was, yes. Mm-hmm. So, and she didn't drive, so it was a matter of finding drivers and carrying 5-gallon cans of oil to places. Sometimes it was only 2 gallons, but sometimes the 5-gallon drums.
Right. Mm-hmm. So she worked quite hard, your mother?
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And so, tell me, what sort of food did you have to eat during the war? Was it different from today?
Of course, we had the vegetables in the garden. I can't remember a lot about it. I know my mother wasn't supposed to eat meat, or red meat anyway. So we did eat quite a bit of cheese, but that again was rationed. Well, I can't remember much about the food, I must admit.
You must have been well fed.
Oh yes, I was well fed, yeah.
You weren't hungry?
No.
Now, you said that you went to school in Cholsey?
In Cholsey, yes.
But you also did some...
And then when I was 11, I suppose, I went to the grammar school in Wallingford.
Mm. Right, so how did you get to Wallingford?
Cycled. My one desire from the age of 7 was to have a bicycle, but I couldn't have one till I was 10 because it was too dangerous, as if there was a lot of traffic around there in those days. But I did get a bicycle when I was 10, and yes, we used to cycle miles. Not far away, but you know, round and about, but we did cycle a lot, yes. And once during the war, I do remember this, I think it was a plane going back, it just deposited its bombs and somewhere along the near the Wallingford Road, and the road was closed for one day to make sure it was safe. And I think we went over the hill and Hillercroft to get to school.
All right. So that was the road between here and Wallingford.
Yes.
The bombs were dropped.
Mm.
Did they explode or were just, they just dropped?
The Czechs had obviously put sand in them instead of whatever you'd put in bombs to make them explode. So they didn't explode. In fact, they were never found.
Really?
The ground is a bit sort of dampish along there and it just went down.
Mm. So they might still be there for a while.
They could still be there, yes.
Yes. Mm. But you don't remember the plane coming down that blew up at Wallingford?
No, I don't.
You don't remember
no,
that one?
No.
Yes. Some people that I'm going to interview do remember that.
Well, probably they lived in what they live in Wallingford.
The town, mm. Yes. So, tell me, what was school like then? What sort of subjects did you do in school?
English, maths. We did some science, but science wasn't my thing. French and Latin, some PE, cooking. Yeah, I can't think what else.
Right, but did you say you went to Wallingford for cookery lessons?
That was, well, I was still here in Chelsea, and it was to St John's School.
And how did you get there?
That was by train, by the old Bunkie train.
That's the one that goes along the Bunk Line?
Yes.
Yes. Mm. And how many of you were going to cookery lessons, can you remember?
Well, I suppose it was a class of girls. I can't tell you how many.
And can you remember anything about what you learned to cook then?
I do remember my first lesson there. I cut my finger, but what I was cooking, I don't know. No, I can't remember.
You can't remember?
No.
But did you like going on the train?
Well, I enjoy going on the train, yes, yes. I mean, later on when I went to the grammar school, it was cycling there, but sometime after that, it was going on the bus, but I can't remember when we started going on the bus.
All right, yeah. So quite a variety of transport.
Yes.
What did you do when you were playing with your friends? What sort of games did you play?
I suppose we played ball. Up against the wall and things. I don't know.
I can't remember that. But...
No, I can't.
Hmm. And now, did you... You were obviously aware that there was a war on.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, did you do any war work? Can you tell me about your war work?
Well, we did this trimming. Scraps of metal off small aircraft parts, and evidently these parts were made by Wilders in Wallingford. Found that out from the book there, but I do remember having, they weren't very big. I don't know what they were exactly, and there's sort of a little bit of scrap of metal and you just cut it off. You had a bag of them, and you did get paid, but don't ask me how much. Not very much, obviously, but
yeah. Mm. So you actually did that work at home?
I think we must have done that at home, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, the bags weren't that full, weren't that big, because the parts were so small.
Mm. I'm just wondering if there's anything else you'd like to, you can remember about those days.
We had a lady, I think she came from London, who got us... doing pantomimes, and she was into drama.
Right.
And we did quite a number of pantomimes and plays and so on.
So where did you perform those?
In the Lawrence Hall. Mm. Oh, we did go, we must have gone up to what is now Fair Mile, Chelsea Meadows, to perform there, because they've got a ballroom there with a stage and so on. And I do remember, because the corridors were very wide, that they unlocked the door and you went through the door and they locked the door behind you, which was a bit scary, onto the next, you know, you were locked into each section in turn till you got to the hall and performed.
Yes,
but it was the being locked in that I remember.
Yes, because it wasn't a Fairmile and the Mental Hospital.
Yes, it was. I mean, yes. When I was young, it was the BMH, the Barts Mental Hospital.
Yes.
And then it became Fairmile.
So it was quite a high security place.
Yes. Mm. Yes. I mean, a lot of people in the village worked up there. The railway and the pavilion, hospital were the two main employers
of people living here. Interesting. You were saying about an uncle of yours who did some gardening.
Sorry?
You were saying about an uncle of yours who grew vegetables.
Well, my grandfather did, and Dad did while he was... And my uncle next door didn't go into the forces for some reason. His arm was stuck like that, so obviously he couldn't go. But he did a lot of gardening. Mum did gardening too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you all gardened.
Well, it was something you did.
Yes.
And not just during the war, it was something you did.
People did. Mm. And what about, did you keep chickens and things like that?
Pigs.
Pigs?
Yes, I've forgotten that. Yes, we did have pigs. Well, if I say I don't know what happened to them, I don't know where they went to be killed or anything, but I remember now we had pigs. When I say we, it might have been grandfather, uncle and us. We all shared them, shall I say.
So you had plenty of meat?
Sorry?
You had plenty of pig meat to eat?
Yes, yes.
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 I'm just wondering if there's anything else that you think you might remember.
I do remember Dad came home on, I don't know if it's just for a weekend or longer, but he developed German measles. So I was sent next door to my grandmother. I remember waking up on the Sunday morning, pulling back the curtains, and the road was a river. We'd had a lot of snow, and there was a sudden thaw, and it all came down from the downs, down Station Road, and the water was 6 inches deep, wow. Something like that.
And that was in Wallingford?
No, that's in Chelsea.
In Chelsea,
yeah.
Yes.
I don't know how I got to school the next morning, but the water was still about.
Mm.
Mm. Yes.
And did you go into Wallingford very much, shopping and that sort of thing?
I don't know. I can't tell you. We had far more shops in the village then than we do now.
Oh, I see.
This was going back before the war. I remember I used to go and get cottons and things like that for my aunt, who was a dressmaker. And I went to the little haberdashery to get a reel of cotton. And it had gone up from tuppence to tuppence, halfpenny a reel. I was appalled. Now it costs a pound.
Well, there you are. It might even cost more now.
It probably does, yes, yes.
So did you think prices were going up because of the war?
I don't, this might have been before the war, actually. I can't remember, but prices, I mean, it was 50%, or perhaps it was 25%. Anyway, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no more to say?
I can't think of anything else, I'm afraid. I say I looked through that book to see if it would remind me of anything. And the only thing it reminded me of was the pantomimes and so on that we did.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. I think you've told
us
loads of stuff, yes.